Good job.
Well, guess what? I get to share some thoughts tonight.
Yay!
I'm full of them. I'm full of something. I'm not sure what, but I'm full of something. Golly, I like to look out and see, even face over there that I haven't seen for ages. Look at her in her striped shirt. Look at that. Wow. You know what pleasure this is for me up here? Golly. How neat this is for me. But now I get to talk about my favorite subject, which is God. And God is love. So I get to talk about love. And guess what? Where love is? In all of us. And love is God. So where God is? In all of us. So we should make sure we don't take God into smutty movies and that kind of stuff. What do you think? We should not be cursing about God. What do you think? Do you often think about that you're walking around carrying a little bubble of God? Or is there anybody like here say they don't have any love in them? Anybody like to say that? That's the only way you're not going to have God in you is if you are sure to keep love out. And then what would you do? You'd fall apart. Because when love leaves your body, it goes back to the dirt. Is that an interesting, that really interesting thought to you? Have you really given it some thought? You're walking around with this energy called God. Now, it's quite interesting because people go, oh, they died or whatever. No, there's no such thing as dormancy. Because when you jump out of this physical, it's going to fall apart. And until then, you are walking around as you promised to do before you came here. God, let me go down and represent you. God, please. Then we come down and we get busy playing with all the toys down here, and we forget what we came for. We came. Sir, you've got a tremendous, the gentleman back there, I'm not getting into readings right now. Millie, hit him in the back of the head, that man in front of you there. You've got somebody back in your family that really like to talk a lot about God. Are you with me on that? Do you know who I'm talking about? What did he say?
Father flunked out of the seminary.
Did he?
Yeah. So he wasn't good at calculating God. I guess he liked to hang out there, but flunked the God test when I went out.
Tell me.
You got to speak loud.
Yell at her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My ears are old, so I need to hear whatever you say at least 3 or 4 times. Anybody want to tell me what he said?
My father was in the seminary, but flunked out. He flunked out of God's school, but he must have had a connection somewhere there.
You bet, and he's not a bad man at all. You agree to that?
Oh, yeah.
And that's you realize you picked him. You picked him. You were free of the body. And you said, God, let me go down there, and you picked him for your daddy. Now, I want to bring that on to all of you here. You picked your father. You picked your mother. They were already here. Is that making any sense?
Yeah.
So don't growl about them. Don't growl about them, because they're not perfect or they wouldn't be here. But you wouldn't be here if you were perfect, would you? You stayed in the post office or something, wouldn't you? I'm picking on her because I haven't seen her for so long. But so every thought you have, you don't have to get on your knees or close your eyes, fold your hands. Your every thought is known by God. Excuse me? What'd you say there, funny face?
I said,
uh-oh. She's a clown, so she has to get in 2 cents and pick on me. Her name is Sparkles. Sparkles the clown. And I've known her since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. You know, if you realize that you promised God, if he would let you come down here, that you would do your very best to do a good job of being an example of love, How are you doing? You're the only one can judge you. You are the only one that can judge you. The God part of you will judge you now and forever. And you can't judge anybody else. Judge not, lest you be judged. Ever hear that quote before? Well, you think about it. And what a wonderful opportunity this is. Because we come down here with God, with bubbles of God, and walk around here on the earth with other bubbles of God, and we complain about them, but guess what? We also complain a lot about ourselves, don't we? If anybody said, no, I never complain about myself, guess what? You might be fooling yourself, but you're not fooling me. Everybody has something to growl about for themselves, don't they? Even the big muscles over there with his muscles are like this on his arm. Yeah. Yeah. So you think, our physical body is one that is only temporary home for us. It's a temporary home. But I bet we spend more money and more time and more effort on feeding the physical and polishing it up and than we do on the real self inside, the real us inside. Are you thinking about that? Old Millie here has had so many times to leave the body. So through that, I've learned so much in my 87 years, and I've only scratched the surface. But how many times I could have left this body? From the time I was little, I've been in and out of the hospital so many times. But in my heart, I just know there's more I want to do. And besides, I love this life. And I want to be here. But sometimes I wonder why, when I know how much nicer it is when you get free of the flesh. But I love this life. And so I kind of feel that each time that I've had an illness when I could have gone out and left the body. In fact, a few times they thought I was gone. Fooled them. But anyhow, I kind of know that I was really face to face and encountering what it's like if you don't finish everything that you came for. Are you thinking about that? Are you thinking about that? You want to finish what you came to earth to do. And that has become completely love-filled. Completely filled with love. No anger, no annoyances, and just being thankful for what you have and not complaining about what you don't have. And I lecture me a lot. And I hope everyone can see, not just to hang on your faults, because we all have them, we wouldn't be here, but to recognize them more in yourself than in anyone else, because you are the one that can change the faults to glorious feelings. But I wanted to read you something that was given to me years ago in one of my chances to leave the body. And I didn't. So they gave me a little writing. And you can allow yourself to kind of just step aside and let God use you. And that's how I got the writings that I've had through the years that a good many of you have already experienced. But this one was kind of written to me. And see what you think on this. Yes, it was my hand that was used. My hand was used to write this, but not my physical brain. I just kind of step out. I can't explain it, but I just kind of step out of the way, and that's how I got my class lessons and all that maybe nobody else enjoys, but I do. And so I'd like to read some of this. And we too want to talk about the bout that you just had. That means one of my illnesses that I had. From everything that happens, there's a lesson to be learned. You learn much from your illness, and so has many others. Go ahead and think about times in your life that something happened that you learned from. Is everybody with me on that? Mm-hmm. Now, you learn much from your illness, and so has many others. Your family and friends learn that prayer is the answer to any question of what can I do. Prayer. They also learn that you in a physical body must often relax to stay fitting that physical body. And that goes for all of us. We need to be relaxed every once in a while in order to stay and fit in your physical body. The spiritual energy of love can make many efforts to balance the bodies, but often the only way is to take the physical into a seemingly illness to get the attention drawn to the physical body. So sometimes when we get illnesses, it is to cause your attention to take care of your physical body. So often the physical can be neglected when the spiritual joys get so much attention. You see, Millie, the shortness of breath got your attention to bring the physical into the front of your mind so as to give it proper care in order to bring you balance. You then became so involved in the physical that others who have their spiritual volume increased were able to support you spiritually until the balance was attained. Can you get that picture? Robin, you would be doing that a lot where you work with people that are so physically damaged or worn out or whatever, and you can be there to help them. I think, tell the truth, I think being a nurse is one of the better jobs on this earth plane. It teaches you a lot. You learn a lot. And that's what Robin does. Now, thus the prayer of others gave energy just as a stake in your garden holds a plant that seems to not have the strength to hold itself. The plant then strengthens and the stake can be removed and it can then be used to help another in need. The energy of those who love you unconditionally was your stake. Thus, such as the healing tools are needed to encourage others to accept the healing of unconditional love. Those healing stools, kids, don't take them lightly. The people that are standing there offering that love volume to come through them to you increases your energy that helps your body heal, or your motion, your whatever part of you that's needing. That energy that they stand there and it looks like they're doing nothing maybe, but I got to tell you, they are. The greatest of the gifts that God has to give is being able to work with healing. That's the greatest of the gifts. The energy of those who love you unconditionally was your stake, like a stick in a garden. Thus, such as the healing stools are needed to encourage others to accept the healing of unconditional love. And this brings them into balance, and when the bodies are in balance, the entombment increases and health regains. Nobody, none of you can even imagine how many times I've kissed that, what would you call it, the pearly gates? The door to the next state that we're going to be in. I go back to it now, and I've laid in that bed and heard them talk about, we can't do anything. We just got to wait and see what happens. And me, they didn't know I was listening. And I'm thinking, no, nothing's going to happen to me, because at one time I was working at Boeing and Rosalie was my friend and her husband had died. And I thought, I can't go, because Rosalie is still trying to recoup from her husband leaving. They didn't know I was listening. So be careful when you're talking around. Hi, honey. Be careful when you're talking around people. that you think are sound asleep and leaving the body because they are listening. Keep that in mind. Oh, I wish they would go. Good grief, I've been... they'd be laying on what they thought was a deathbed for 2 weeks. I wish they would just go and get it over with. Guess who's listening? They are. That person is listening. Are you aware of that? I hope you are, because they're hearing you. I can't even believe I can tell. Oh, my, do I ever have the tales to tell when they thought that they were getting rid of me. Oh, boy, I fooled them, didn't I? Or did they? Maybe I don't know the difference. Who gave that giggle?
You heard that.
Huh. Okay. This brings them into balance, and when the bodies are in balance, the entombment increases. Health regains. This material can be brought into balance. Emotions can be smoothed. Mental or physical brain can sometimes be the last to regain its abilities. Your physical brain may be the last to regain the ability that you need to walk on this earth. And I'm sure I must have lost a little bit of my intelligence. That's why I have to have other people read what this paper says and tell me what this says. What's this mean? What's that mean? That's my excuse. This material can be brought into balance. Emotions can be smoothed. Mental or physical brain can sometimes be the last to regain its abilities. But that too comes about. Now, you've learned that when someone is so much in the physical due to a physical malfunction, the prayers of healing is necessary from those who have their physical strength and can be free to live more in the spiritual power of prayer. It doesn't mean that you go in and just breathe for them. But if you see somebody and they can be across the street and maybe you never met them, but they are having physical troubles of some sort that's quite obvious at times, yes, pray for them. Send them that love. Now, prayer doesn't mean just talking to God. Prayer means sending that feeling of love. Send that feeling of love. Send that God energy to them. You'll never run out, because as you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over. Send that feeling of love. Now, none of us are supposed to be on earth forever. Longevity is not the answer. Accomplishing what we came for is the answer. Being an example of love, doing your best to help each other. And that doesn't always mean just money. It may be a little of your physical strength and your prayers and your mentality that can send that love energy, a heart that is just filled with wanting that person to feel better. Are you with me?
Yes.
This is a golden opportunity. I have someone here that's not been out of the body more than, it feels like 6 months to a year, and they had a head problem. I know it sounds silly, folks, but they're right here on my right side, so somebody here knows them. Who had with a stroke or something that's not been out of the body very long? Now, they don't bug us when they come in like this. They just want us to recognize them and be able to say, who's going to recognize this person? Louise, and you too, honey. Actually, you're the one I was drawn to, honey, Louise. I was drawn to her over there. Now, I haven't had time to get connected with her or get to know you, honey, except I love your husband, but, you know. I knew him first. I knew him before you did. Somebody you love? What was it, a stroke? Was it something, brain tumor? Boy, can't you feel any energy with... Is that great? You see, when you leave the body, ooh, is that nice, honey? Yeah. When you leave the body, you're more alive than you are now. And you don't have to have a car to drive around in. You don't even have to, you know, get your feet on the floor and walk around. You just kind of, you're just energy, so you just float around. Was that a close relative of yours? Like daddy or mommy?
Grandmother.
Grandma? Which side, mom's? Dad's side. It's not mom's side, it's usually dad's side. Well, this must be a wonderful lady, because the feeling is great love coming in here to you, honey. And not the person necessarily, but I want to give you a letter A while I'm here for you to think about. Anderson or Albertson or Anna or, okay, just think about it. I think it's connected with her in some way. So think, just think about it. Okay, back to where you were, Millie. Okay, now they don't bug you. I let that happen. They don't bug us when they're free of the body. They don't bug us. You could go along and ignore them completely. It's really okay, but they know when they can come to you and when they can't. All right? So don't let that little thought there make you think that, oh, that's no good. They just ignore her. They just jump in there when she's trying to talk and try to remember what she's saying. No, they don't. They never, ever are rude. What, love isn't rude. And love is all remains when you leave the body. It's all that there is. Now, can you begin to see further into the need for healers and prayerful souls? And can you see further why we say that this gift of healing is the greatest of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Sometimes people think that giving messages is greater. No. Healing. I touch people when you can, but that doesn't mean glom them like I made that guy back there glom me tonight because he was ignoring me. But scratching his face now. But no, are you seeing what I'm saying? Oh, kids love each other. Like you love Mary, don't you, honey? Are you good to her? Because if you love her enough, you're good to her. That's the way it works. We all want to help each other. When you see somebody you love, you want to help them. In whatever way you can, might be sweeping their floor, might be combing their hair, might be just sending a love thought. And that's God's work. God's work's always easy. Okay, you see, each of you and also each of us can give to the area of need of another. Material is the same. And when everybody realizes that material possessions, like money, is to be shared with those who are weakened in that area. Bragging about having millions of dollars while there's people without any. It's not exactly spiritual, is it? Oh, well, I earned it. I should be able to have it. Yeah, but you earned it so you could share it. You know? Think about it. Hi, honey. Emotional weakened, then balanced thoughts can be offered by someone working with their guides. So there, all these ways it is that you can help each other. Emotions weakened when balanced thoughts can be offered by someone working with their guides. You can reach and balance. Oh, my goodness, did I drive them off? Huh. That shows when you talk too much like me, huh? Okay, your mental's the same. If you're very intelligent, help people who don't have as much intelligence in you instead of you thinking you're so smart. You'll be smart if you're using it to help other people. Making any sense? Okay, my, how nice it is to help someone who is less able mentally to help themselves. You, Millie, just got out of balance. Remember the importance of balance. There is more that must be done in order to satisfy the physical to bring it into a healthy state. We'll encourage the prayers of others to flow your direction. And just as we have often encouraged others to give to you when your material was lacking, just as we encourage someone to call you or visit you when you need emotional encouragement, and the same with your mental. It seems every time I have a need, poof, it turns up somehow from someone somewhere. Call it magic? No, it's actually God, love. Now, we are working for you just as we are working with others. You are in the physical house with many lessons to come. So I'm not done yet. Till tomorrow, maybe. But anyhow. So let's talk about the vibration of the energy of God. Now, let's talk about the energy that exists in everything. Energy even holds your kitchen table together. Do you want to believe that? Think about it. God is energy because love is energy. The earth is formed by energy, held in place by energy, even held in form by energy of the planner of all. No matter how large or small the form is, it's held by energy. That energy can be known by someone who has a connection of the angels. And may we say everyone has the angel connection. just that not everybody knows it. Oh, look, oh boy, did I get a good idea on that. Oh, thank goodness I looked when I did. That car was going right at me. Whew. And you think, boy, were you lucky. Were you? Or were you really helped by someone from the free side of life? Well, the energy that can be known by someone who has a connection of the angels, and maybe we say everyone has the angel connection. Now, if that connection is tapped, it can tell a story that may never be in print. Again, never to exploit or enlarge the ego of the receiver, but to encourage everyone to be more aware so as to be more learned in the all-available source. When you begin to learn about the free side of life, you'll never be a know-it-all. You'll never be, oh boy, did I show them. Oh boy, did I ever tell them. Remember I told you this or that? You'll never do that. Because you'll know how thankful you are. So to all now, each person, as they expand their love volume, increases their vibration of good. And if negative is given by action, thought, or deeds, they expand their negative energy, or shall we say, replace the love energy, and thus lack of good soon is felt. The planner of all planned well for abundance. Mankind has all good available. And when the entombment of the vibration of awareness of the vibration becomes a tool to be used for expanding, and the soul once more rejoices. Want your soul to be happy? Then use it. Use your love. Practice is often necessary in order to become as in tune as the ant who senses and has the knowings, but the practice time is well spent. Sound has a vibration and thus hearing. Color has its vibration and thus can be seen and so on. But by the many ways of communication, why does mankind so often choose to remain in the unknowing? What a loss. What a disappointment. Well, we can answer that too. It's for lessons. Yes, but we as angels who walk the path ahead would like to share more with you. So often, when people get a little bit of knowing, they got their hand out for money. You can't sell what doesn't belong to you. You will not hear a medium say, I told you so, or I can't tell you unless you're going to pay me. A class here is never a payment. If you're going to take any classes here, it's a donation. And you can always come and not put one penny in the pot. And it's not for the teacher or the one that's talking. It's not their business. This is a fantastic way to live. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody would recognize the fact that they're here to represent God? And I better shut up because I've gone on longer than what I'm supposed to. But thank you all for letting me do that. It's your fault because you let me do that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who's here for the very first time? Very first time. Who's going to help me? Stanley Steamer?
Hold your hand up.
Let him find you. Here he comes. Here comes Stanley. And who wants to help me with this? Who's going to help me with this? Don't all run at once. Ah, it's a lesson. Thank you, honey. Thank you, thank you. Now, next week, you know what I'd like to have next week, if anybody will go along with me on this. You know what I'd like to have? Some people share a God story. Now, if anybody's been in class, you know what a God story is. God's story is some way, like, for instance, turning your head at the right time to find out that, you know, that the truck that was about to hit you changed their mind. Or you needed just a place to stay where it was going to be something you could afford, and it just turned up. Or it could be you fell from a 22-story building and didn't even get hurt. Those are all God stories. So I hope that there'll be enough of you back there, Mildred, and some of you that will share God stories next week. Think about it. They don't have to be long, drawn-out stories like mine was there. I got carried too long. But please think about it, everybody, what you would like to, story you'd like to share. Huh? And so that'll be here next week. And on Sunday, is the 18th, it's Kimberly. It's Helene. Helene. So please, everybody, come and cheer for Helene on Sunday. 9:30 for healing, 10:30 is the service. And, yeah. And Lord, ask a blessing on this material offering. And as each give here this evening, Lord, whatever ways they give, please let it return heaped up and running over in the area of need. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Billy, can she announce
all the fun things coming up?
She's going to announce some of the fun things.
Fun things coming up like this?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have a...
Do you want to do it? Do you want me to do it?
Fire away, honey.
You don't want to talk about it? We're going to have a bonfire for Millie on June 24th. There's flyers. There are flyers over there. And thanks to Carrie, there's a beautiful map with great directions and everything.
Save me, kids. Bonfire, really?
No, we're not going to bonfire.
It's going to be a hot seat.
There are also some great classes here at the church. If you're interested, Reverend Kimberly is going to be starting one on June 22nd. That will be on Thursdays from 6 to 8. There's flyers for all of this right over there. Reverend Helene does a Labor of Love workshop the first Friday of the month. This in July, it's on the 7th, and it's going to be a Greek theme. She's cooking Greek food, and she's doing her dream series, talking about dreams. Reverend Connie teaches a class the first Monday of the month, an advanced spiritual class. We also have our membership meeting July 23rd. Membership, if you want to be a member at the church, or if you just want to learn about the church. It's a great class to come to and learn about the church. July 21st, Craig is hosting the second Mary Magdalene potluck and healing circle. It was a great turnout last year, if you'd like to come to that. So much going on. Anything else? Oh, and healing classes will be starting in August, if you'd like to come. If you want to be a healer on Wednesdays, you do need to take two of the first four classes, and the fourth one is one that you do have to take. We recommend that you take as many as possible. They're wonderful, but you do have to at least take those, and you also have to have gone to Millie's classes for a year. If you want to be a healer on Sundays, you need to take all of the classes.
Nathan and I need a ride home. He's going to
I can give you a ride home. Oh, I can't.
And I'm going to Spring Valley.
I can handle you.
And he's going, anyway, to Del Cerro.
Del Cerro.
Del Cerro Classroom State College. Nobody?
Well, I can probably take him.
Oh, good.
Does anyone have a birthday?
Yes.
Yes. And what is your first name?
Connie.
So we're going to sing happy birthday to Connie. Yay. It's the only hand I saw.
Happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday, dear Connie. Happy birthday.
They just hand me around. What am I? A piece of what?
Beautiful, loving, caring, wonderful soul.
Could we sing something together, huh?
117.
Somebody free of the body, ask him to get in touch with us up here. And so we can do our very best to bring you a hello. And if you don't want a message, just wave, we'll keep on going, and you won't hurt our feelings. But let me be sure to tell you, nothing is ever told that you don't want told. Nothing is told that you don't want told. Am I seeing faces relax or not? Again, Jesus Christ said anything that he did, we could do. And he said, these are not my words I'm giving you. I'm just telling you what the Father says to tell you. Read your Bible, you'll see those very words there. And all we're going to do is try to pass on what we're receiving to the very best of our ability. But I guarantee you, anybody that tunes into the angel kingdom will never be a know-it-all. They know how little they know. And also, keep in mind, think about somebody, and it's like calling them on the phone, and then ask them to get in touch with us up here. And we're just going to do the best we can to send this love.
Now, first is Stanley Steamer.
Good evening, everyone. Giving all glory to God and the angels. I have to figure out where that came from, the steamer. That's funny.
Me?
Yeah, it came from you. That's true, but I don't know when, 30 years ago.
Did you hear what I call character?
Probably. But it's funny.
So you got something better than steamer, huh?
I know, it's good. She always gives us a special name. Mara, may I come to you? Isn't it Mara in the back? Yeah. Mara, I always say it wrong. That's good. It's so nice to see you. You know, when you walked in, I just had a really good hug from somebody. They just wanted to really embrace you. It feels like it's a time of celebration that either means somebody came or went about this time of year. But the phrase that they gave me was, I could have danced all night. It feels like somebody's wanting you to have a little more fun in your adventures in life, and the energy that I'm getting feels like it's someone as close as a mother or a grandmother on that side, and she's saying, oh, you have to remember this time. It was very special, and she's even shown me as a child where you were twirling around as a child. They hold your hand dancing or something. Seems like you like dancing, and you're not doing enough of it, but they're really glad that you're here tonight, and the phrase is, think of me more often because I'm always there for you. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's what I have for you. And let's see. The gentleman with Dave, may I come to you? What is your name, sir?
Kevin.
I'm feeling someone like a brother in spirit, someone that you were very close to. And this person was saying, I taught you a lot of things. They're very good with their hands. And so you're very precise, not only in your thinking about life, but what you do in your life. You're very good at what you do. And you're just you're really good at getting in and solving problems, is what they're saying. But it feels like you're on getting scales, which mean that you're trying to balance or weigh something out. Millie's talk was really good for you. It made you think. And sometimes we do get out of balance. But it feels like you're trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. Serving God seems to be a notion that you would be good at, but there's other ways to do it than preaching. And reaching out, just like you help a lot of people, like a lot of people help feed the homeless or do something in any ways, sending good thoughts. You're good at making money, they say, and you can use the money to expand whatever you want to do. The only person holding yourself back in this is you. So they want to encourage you to move a little forward in that direction. And they're glad that you came tonight, you know. So I want to say thank you.
Giving all glory and honor to God and the angel kingdom. I'd like to come to the gentleman that's new here in the front row. Yes. What's your name, please?
Art.
And you'd like a message?
Sure.
Okay, good. I've got a song in your heart and a song by heart. So I think there's going to be like musical stuff going on here tonight. The angels want to encourage you to have a song in your heart, and there's probably a song by heart that would probably inspire you. So you might want to go back, you know, in the memory banks and see, was there a song by heart that might have meant something at one time to you and would sort of inform your present. And I have got three people here that have come in. And they want to represent themselves as the three musketeers. And in life, they may have had to really work on their relationships with each other when they were here on the earth plane. But now that they're free, they are the three musketeers. They are all here for one. And they are all working for you. And I think that you are sensitive enough that you could probably pick up on who these three people are and start to see little signs from them that they are working with you. And all three of them are working on your stuff. It's not just one person coming through. It's all three of them. And they're really behind you. Sure. And then Denise. Right there. I've got, you need to collapse it. And it's a vertical collapse. And it's fine to separate things out horizontally, they're telling me. So if you want to separate, you know, tasks into separate tasks and figure out, you know, take smaller chunks or something, that's fine. But so there's something in your life that you have been going vertical with, that you've been saying, you know, that needs a supervisor over them, and then that needs a manager over them, and then that, then you have a director over them, and you just keep, you know, building up this hierarchy higher and higher, and thinking that that would actually solve things by actually putting more and more layers on things. But at this point, it's not. They're telling me, collapse it. So whatever it is, a project that you're working on, something at work, could even be, you know, a personal thing in your growth, thinking that I need to achieve this, and then I need to achieve that, and I need to achieve that. Well, maybe they're saying to take a look at it more of like a horizontal thing, just split it out into separate tasks and deal with it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Giving all honor and glory to God and the angel kingdom. May I come to the gal with the blue and purple shirt in the back row? Yes. What's your name?
Zoraya.
Zoraya? Is it okay if I come to you? Okay, what I was getting with you is I was seeing you standing And you were looking over here, and there was a big gap, and you wanted to be on this side. And what I'm getting is your angel friends are saying, you're almost going to have to take a leap of faith, and all of a sudden steps were just put right in front of you. So wherever it is you want to go, you're going to be totally guided. So just trust in that. And I'm getting major chills on that. So I don't know what that means, but God bless you with that. And I don't know your name either, but you gave me a healing tonight.
Celeste,
okay. What I was getting with you is that you've just got a really strong sense, a very strong spiritual connection, and your angel friends are just loving you up right now. And they're also saying that you could give yourself the gift of more time for your own spiritual work, because you give so much out to everybody else that they want to see you take more time for you.
Thank you.
So God bless you with that.
Giving honor and glory to God in the angel kingdom. Art, may I come to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I was getting a J name like Jack or Jeff. Does that mean anything to you?
There's a Jackie 20 years ago, it was a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. And I was also getting the month of February. Could be a birthday or a passing date. Okay, just think about it, take it with you, and sometimes you'll remember it on the car on the way home. Also, let's see, my mind just blanked out. Well, I'll come back to you, okay, when it comes back. I'm sorry. I know, I got it, sorry. I was getting Georgia, and I thought it was a state. And then I realized that it was Georgia, the song. So I was picking up music with you as well, that someone in your background or a friend sang maybe jazz. Can you think of anybody like that? Okay. Well, it was interesting because I definitely got the song Georgia. So just keep that in mind and let us know when you come back. Okay. So, Betty, may I come to you? Rick was going to introduce me, and so hi, Betty. At the piano, I was picking up on you that you have angels and guides in spirit in your family, and you can always ask them for help and guidance, and they're always available. And I was also getting an Indian guide, Sequoia. And I was picking up that you and Sequoia have a close relationship. You were together in another lifetime. And that he is stepping up and he is always available to you. And you ask his guidance and get his strength and hold his hand. And he will not only give you strength, but give you bravery. And he's always there, available for you. Okay, I leave that with you.
Giving all honor to God and the angels. There's so many beautiful faces out here tonight. There's just so much love coming out here. Your lights are all shining. The lady on the end right there, may I give you a message? Yes. Is this your first time here? No? What they're showing me is I have a grandma that steps up for you. And she was really quiet, really just didn't say a lot, but you knew when she was happy, you knew when she was sad, and you knew when she really loved you. And she's just coming in to remind you that gentleness about life, like it feels to me that there's a lot of things going on in your life right now, like things are changing rapidly fast, and you just kind of feel like you're in this whirlwind. And it's happening, you're not sure if you're comfortable with it, because you're not very good with change. With it when it happens fast. She's just reminding you to be in that quiet space and just allow it to happen and just stay within true to yourself, because it feels to me that you're wanting to please everybody right now. And she's just reminding you that you're the one that you need to please, because whatever this is, this choice that you're making right now determines a lot of like your purpose, kind of what Millie was talking about tonight. You know, we're here for a reason and we need to finish whatever our purpose is. And it's like they are encouraging you to get on to it, because some people might not be okay with it. I don't know if this has to do with healing or the spiritualism or what this is, but it just feels like it's really calling to you. And the more you kind of back away from it. It's like it gets stronger and stronger and some things are happening. So just be okay with those things that are leaving, that like friendships or whatever that is, and just embrace what's about to happen because it's really going to be a beautiful thing. So she's really coming in here encouraging you just to stay within that quiet and stay within yourself and stay within that love space, and everything's going to work out the way it needs to be. Okay? I'm going to leave that with you, my dear. Raven, can I give you a message? I have a gentleman who steps up for you. And it just feels like he was really close to your heart. You really loved him. I don't know if this was a husband or a father or what. He's not really showing me who he is. He's just showing me that you are just like the light of his life. And there's so much love there. And his heart still sends out that love to you every single night. I don't know if you go to bed and you pray about, like, I see like you praying and having gratitude for those things that have happened in the day, whether they were good or bad. You're having gratitude for all of it, and you reflect on it. And I just feel like you always think about this person. You're thinking about this person constantly, and he's always with you. He's always on your step. He's always helping you along. I don't know if you've been finding change a lot lately or not, but I just feel like he's been throwing, like, he's literally, like, throwing change at you to get, you know, your attention, because you've been thinking about him and wondering how he's coming around. But, and I don't know, finances are coming up here. So he's just trying to get your attention. He's helping you with whatever this is. I see a whole bunch of paperwork. I see the stack of papers, and he's saying, you got to get to it. Cause whatever it is, you hit it in the middle. You're thinking it'll just take you some time. If you start from the bottom, you're still going to have to get to that middle paper at some point. So you might as well just get it over with, is what he's showing me. So it's funny. It's almost like, I feel like if the wind doesn't come up and blow him around, I wouldn't be surprised if something happened. So he's just coming in here with a little bit of humor for you. Okay. He likes to joke. So maybe you just need a little bit more humor in your life. I don't know. I'm going to leave that with you, my dear. This lady right here, are you new?
My second.
Okay. Can I give you a message? So what they show me is, it feels like a grandmother and grandfather step up for you. And it feels to me that they kind of like kept everybody in order. Like they were like the matriarch, whatever, I don't know what the other word is for it, but it just, they were like the heads, you know, and everybody went to them for everything. And I don't know if right now you feel like you would go to them for whatever advice you have. But they're saying, that's okay, you've got it, we taught you well. You've got whatever that is, the advice that you know, like what's in your heart, because I feel like your heart is saying, do it this way. And for some reason, you're kind of using your head a little too much, and you're doing it the way that your head is telling you to, and it doesn't seem to work out, right? Because you're trying to get the things that you want, but you're not following your heart as you go through it. And when you follow your heart, the path is going to be so much smoother, because I feel like your path is like a snake, you know? And right now, you want it to be straight and narrow. But even though it's kind of doing this, and you're not getting from A to B so quickly, that's okay. There's a lot of beautiful things along the way that might actually adjust your path so that you can have a little bit more fun, a little bit more joy, a little bit more love. So don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as an opportunity to see something new in your life, okay? I'm going to leave that with you.
Leslie, may I come to you? You know, I always get your husband. I feel your husband's here. I know, I do. But you know what? He's around you a lot more than you think you are. But I know he was Ben, but was it Benjamin? You know, he's saying he heard you sometime in the week that as a mother always gets angry at a child or something, you use the full name. And he said you used his name, and he liked that.
My grandson.
Benjamin, okay, heard of Benjamin, and so it made him smile and laughing on that. Also, giddy up, which means you're procrastinating on something, and he wants you to move on with that also. And I'm feeling like he knew your father. I don't know if he did or not, but he's saying, you know, he really liked your dad, and you know, he's got a lot. Showing me balloons. I don't think it was his birthday. I think that was last month or the month before. But there's a celebration or something that you guys celebrated with June coming up, or June being here. And he wants you to focus more on the good. It's time to go through things, he says, and let go of things. And something about a leak. There's something about a leak that needs to be mended or not mended. And he's just laughing, but he's saying you can do it. He wants to encourage you. Quit procrastinating.
Okay.
And I don't know what today is, the 14th, 17th is the 17th. He keeps saying it's the 17th or the 18th, which would be the weekend now. I don't know what it would have been then, but that's the date that I'm getting. So I hope that has something in there.
A lot. Thank you.
Does it? Good. Right. And Rachel, may I come to you? Again, I get a song. They want to know why you're not singing. They say they keep telling you, you know, sing, not just in the shower.
Okay.
You really, it is a gift that God gave you, and it's time for you to use it. I don't care if you're singing in the park, at a park bench, but they want you to sing. Feel like you've been as happy as you should be. And there's a concern about, something going on that they that you just need to release it, let go, and turn it over, and trust the process. That it's all going to work out. It may not work out the way that you think. Getting a puzzle, you only have a piece of the puzzle right now. But when you get all the pieces, you get the whole picture, and you're not seeing the whole picture. So they just want you to focus on each piece that you get it, and it's all going to unfold. So I don't know what that means, but hopefully it'll make sense. So I'll leave that with you.
Thank you.
All right. I've got a message for the three people in the second row there. For you three, I got Ichi ni san chi go. And you three are connected in ways that you might not even know. You might know you're kind of connected now, but you're connected in other ways. You're connected in your energies. You're connected in the way you work. There's something in your life where you need to add some randomness by having three of you and then having five words to go around. You can sort of go, you know, that eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing, and you can create a random thing where different people get picked. And for some reason, this is going to be important to you in what you're going to be doing in the next 2 weeks. You're going to need to be able to use something like that where you can come up with a random thing, where people can get picked at random, where you can bring up things at random. And knowing a little bit Japanese will probably help at some point during that exercise. So at least you're ahead of the game, all right? So you might want to, you know, talk to each other afterwards and find out what is it that you have in common, all right? Okay. And then the next one was, Connie in the second row and Nathan in the, is it Nathan in the first row? You two have the same message. You've got Mama Mia, you, pay attention, Mama Mia, and three coins in the fountain. And I know it's all about, you know, it's all about musicals, it's all about big numbers, it's all about the people that are coming through for you really want you to think about the music in your life, really want you to think about how it connects you with not only your past, your present, and your future, but how it connects you to the spirits in your life. How are you connecting with your guides, with your ancestors, with your angels through the music? So take a look at that. All right?
Whoa.
All right.
Can I share something?
Oh, yeah.
I am in a singing competition right now.
Excellent.
I'm going to sing it tomorrow.
All right, good luck to you.
Wow.
But Barbara's our choir director. She's
Wow. All right, then I'm going to just give the group message out that I got. I don't know why, but I just feel like if you need to change your energies, put on a song and dance for just one song, and it'll shift your energies. And what the song that came was Uptown Funk. So just shake it off. So that was a group message for everybody. And may I come to the lady in the front row here?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, what's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Okay, what I was getting with you is I saw you tap dancing around in a circle, and I was seeing a little spider. And I don't know if you're freaked out by spiders or not, but what I was getting was they're like, quit tap dancing around. Either step on it, which I hate doing, or get it and put it out. So just don't keep circling around. So I think it's just metaphorical for something that's going on in your life. So they're like, yeah, it's time to make a decision and do it. I don't know what that means, but...
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you with that. And can I come to the gal in the second row, blonde hair? Nope. On the other. Nope. Over. Or third row, I guess. I have no idea what I wanted to say to you, but I just felt drawn to you today. I was thinking that shake it off. I'm getting shake it off. There's something you need to shake off. And I don't know if that's somebody around you that's dragging you down or just not letting you breathe. So just put a bubble of protection around yourself and just, you know that you are worthy of love and everything good in life. God bless you with that.
Mary and Nathan, I have a twosome message. I'm getting Chewy, and he's coming in and telling you how much he loves you both. He wants you, Nathan, to know that he loved you very much, honey. And Mary, you know that he loved you. I have his little picture on my piano with all my friends that I have on my piano. And he has that nice smile. I always remember. But he wants you to know that he's watching, and he wants you to sing too, Mary. So we have. I'm going to have a whole bunch of people in the choir pretty soon. And he also wants you to be happier. He wants you to go out, have some fun. Nathan, you take her, okay? Okay. And okay. But he loves you both very much. I'll leave that with you.
So many. I love looking at you guys. This lady right here behind Rick, behind Dimples, may I come to you? So there's a lady that steps up for you, and she really feels like she just like to stomp her feet and dance and just kind of create a ruckus. But she did it just to stir up the pot. She was always doing that devil's advocate. And what she's showing me is that right now, just like you're so much like her in so many ways, but you're like a little bit nicer about how you go about stirring up the pot. And because you're just really quiet and shy. But there's so much light within you and so much beauty within you that the spirit's really coming in and encouraging you to let that light shine within you, because you would not hurt a flea. Like, you wouldn't even hurt an ant. Like, you would do what you do, just kind of move them away, you know, try to redirect them. I don't know if you'd stick salt to kind of make them so they go a different direction or what this is, but they're just showing you have a very kind spirit. And it feels that somebody maybe took the wind out of your sails this last week or 2 weeks ago, and they're just encouraging you to kind of get that wind back. Don't let whatever they portrayed to you or projected on you get you down. Let it go. What if you can let it go, try to let it go, because they're also showing me this about forgiveness. Sometimes forgiveness is about taking our own power back, right? It's not about allowing someone else to have that control over how you're feeling, because they can't make you feel a certain way. You choose to feel the way that you want to feel. But forgiveness is not necessarily about forgetting. There's two separate things. Forgiveness helps us go. But, you know, it doesn't mean you have to forget, because those are lessons that you learn from. So however that plays out for you, just know that they're walking with you. Spirit's definitely walking with you and just sending you lots of love. And this lady is really sending you a lot of love too right now. I see April lights up, and then this time of the year, I don't know if she came or went, but just see how that plays out and just see how your summer is going to play out, because I feel like there's some new things coming up for you come July. Okay? I'll leave that with you. Joyce, can I come to you real quick? So this is kind of funny. They show me, I know you take a lot of trips, but there's a trip they're showing me you're thinking about going on, and you're not sure because you're not sure about the people that are going on this trip, because you're not sure how well you're going to get along with them or not. You get along with everybody, but sometimes it's about getting outside of your comfort zone and having a new experience. So they're kind of encouraging you to just think about it and not letting your own comfort zone stand in your way of doing something new and adventuresome, because for some reason I just feel like you feel drawn to do it, but you're not sure why. So they're just asking you to look a little bit more into it and see what happens. Okay, I'll do that with you.
And I don't know what all is out there in the carriage house, but please don't hurry off, because there's something really good out there, and I don't know what it is besides coffee. And Leslie brought in something, the guy. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what all's out there, but don't hurry off unless you have to. Giving honor to God in that wonderful angel kingdom. There's a lot of love energy in here tonight. Sir, the nurse, David, your friend. I know you've had enough touch-ins here, but let me give you... Yeah, you're his friend. I have a J here, like Jesse. A J like Joan. And you know, your life made a change not too long ago. Are you with me on this feeling? I don't mean like you jumped off a roof or anything, but you made a change that you're adjusting to. I would think you'd know what I'm talking about. Okay, and apparently you're doing a very good job of it, because the angel kingdom are patting you on the back. I guess you can't feel it, but I wish you could. They're feeling like you've done a good job on whatever this is. So, okay, I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yes, you do, honey. The lady on the end behind, right there. I haven't seen for ages. You. I have an L here, like Louise, or Lois, or Lily, or Lynn, or Lee. All right, will you think about that? Was that on your mom's side of the household? Will you look there for me? And a Julie or Joni or name, but that's, I think, still in the body. Think about that. People are trying to get your attention to help you be a little happier with some decisions that you've made lately. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, and... you, honey, they told you to somehow you're expecting miracles to happen. And what you're wanting is happening. It's just that you can't see it. And it's not just overnight. Are you with me on that? Okay, so be a little more patient. Did anybody talk to you yet? May I be really quick? Speaking of gee whiz, I've got a G here for you, like George. Jerry, Gene, who is that, honey? Oh, come on. It's not that far away. I think it's on Daddy's side of the household. Do you know Daddy's people? Do you know you were a very lovely little girl, and you got a lot of intelligence? Wow, you haven't even tapped it all yet. You're an organizer, and you're a, you've even got a Capricorn around you. That'd be December, January. Who's that?
My sister.
Your sister? And you keep good touch?
I will.
Will you please? Because there's a lot of love here that needs to be replenished. Replenished. And they want you to count your blessings a little more. Count your blessings a little more. Yes, sir, I know you had enough messages. So I'll let you be. But the little lady sitting back there, honey, may I speak with you? And I'll be really quick, because you already had one message, didn't you? Somebody talked to you already. But I've got a P here, like Pete, Pat, Paul, Penny. What's a P around you? Pennsylvania.
My name is Pam.
Really loud. Shout at me. My ears are old, honey.
Pam. Yeah.
Huh?
Her name is Pam.
Pam, they want you to say better things to yourself. I have somebody here that's not been out of the body very long. Very long, meaning maybe 5 years. Do you know who that is? Okay.
Her ex-husband. That's
her
ex-husband.
Free of the body.
Yes.
And so you're still going through adjusting. Still going through some adjusting. And how long has he been gone?
Almost 2 years.
Two years.
So we need to send him some love, okay? Send him some love. And it's a big adjustment for you, a lot of big adjustments. And you're not really sure how you're going to handle them, ma'am. Are you with me on that feeling? And here's a big S coming in here, like Susan.
Her mom.
In the body?
Yes.
And she needs to hear from you a little more. All right? Because you are a loved child. You're a love. September lights up, so see what September means in your family. Got it? Somebody in or out is usually what it means when they give us that light up that month. Maybe someday you and I can get a little minute or two to talk. Big Daddy over there, I call him Big Daddy because that man is loaded with muscle. I hope you know how appreciated you are by her family. Oh, it's nine. By her family. They appreciate you. Are you with me on that? And you never dreamed that you could have the kind of marriage and family that you have. And so they are really happy that you feel blessed. And because she's been is a very loved child. Hope I get a chance to get acquainted with you, little wife, okay? When we have time, whenever you have time or we can get together. But they are oh, my goodness, can't you feel it, honey? Does that feel really good to you? Huh? Oh, you are getting loved. And you never dreamed you could have such a wonderful family as you have. You never dreamed it. Whew. I don't know if you just moved not too long ago, but I see a big change in it. Did you get something new in the house or make a change of some sort, sir? Did you, honey? Something new in the house or?
They got a new cat.
New cat? I'll take it. No, I don't take it. You can have it, but thank you all for giving us this time. And please, everybody, stay happy. God loves you. Please stay happy.
He's got the whole.
I'm sorry.
Kids. I see it was kind of second grade today. She just finished
today. Oh, she's all excited for Saturday.
Wow, you're in third grade. Wow, when did that start?
You were so tuned in on that, and I just had to think of that. I remember that.
Did she have a mic over there?
She's my dad. No, he's Donald. He's Donald Roberts.
That's dad. Right.
Chicago. Yeah, she's done. I think it's done. Okay.